than I think. And I know it does seem silly to need reminding, doesn't it? Like, you would think, Jesus, the wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, the Creator of the universe, the one, frankly, around whom Christmas even began. Well, you'd think with that being true, none of that would, or we wouldn't need reminding. But sadly, you go to a shop and it's hard to find anything that's necessarily Jesus related. Hard to find a Christmas card. Hard to find decorations. We need reminding. But even at the very beginning, people needed reminding that Jesus was a big deal. You might remember with the angels, and they have this song that they sing on the night that Jesus was born in Luke chapter. But even at the very beginning, 1 to 15, and they sing it to these unsuspecting shepherds who are just minding their own business, and this is what it says in Luke. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So the angel's song said that this child was Lord Savior. He's the reason why we're singing this song. I think in one of the carols we said singing the song sweetly. I'm not sure if a crowd of angels bursting into the sky is necessarily a sweet song. But we're giving God glory because of this child. This child will bring peace on earth and great joy for all people. Now, apart from the angels, no one else would have guessed that that was true. Not the shepherds, not Joseph, and not even Mary. They could not have comprehended that Jesus was that special. And no wonder, he didn't look special. Think about the town he was born in. He was born in Bethlehem, not the capital city. He was born out of town, somewhere more like maybe Nolunga. He was born to insignificant parents. I was born in Nolunga, okay? I'm only dissing where I grew up. He's born to insignificant parents. We know their names, but they weren't important people, Joseph and Mary. It says in that passage we just read that he was wrapped in cloth and laid in a feeding trough. These things are not that impressive. There was nothing about Jesus that looked special, especially when you compare Jesus to the guy that we find at the start of Luke chapter 2. Let me read about him. "In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world." Now that guy sounds important. He lived in the most important place in the known world at that time, and he had the most important title. And in fact, he thought he was important. He had put up statues of himself with inscriptions that said, "Divine Augustus Caesar, Son of God, the benefactor and savior of the whole world." This is a man that knows he's important. He was known as Savior. He was known as Lord. And he was known to have brought peace. At the time that he came into power, Rome was in a civil war. And so his strength brought order to the Roman Empire. It became known as the Pax Romana. But the angels tell us through their song that it's not Caesar Augustus that God is singing about, the angels are singing about? It's Jesus. Jesus, who is Savior, Lord, and brings peace. Jesus brings peace. Augustus Caesar has come and gone. And here we are celebrating Jesus today. I actually couldn't think of a better promise at this time in terms of what's going on in our world and our lives, that Jesus brings peace. Peace. You know, when you think about our world that's been in conflict this year, I mean, there are divisions over nations, between nations, probably increasingly heightened, and we won't name the nations, but we in Australia know that we are on the wrong side of some of this turmoil. But then we also think about how the world is increasingly dividing on colour. The term people of colour has become a phrase that people who's... I always find it interesting, we're all people of colour, aren't we? But it's become a phrase by which we now divide. Our anxious lives. We live in a world that has become more anxious. The pandemic is no small reason for this. It has affected our economy, is by which we now divide. Our anxious lives. We live with cluttered schedules. I think as we get older, none of us feel like our lives are getting more peaceful. They feel like they're getting more cluttered, noisier. It's harder to get a quiet moment. And we live in a time where we have restless souls, not quite sure what will bring us peace. What will bring us peace? What brings you peace? Peace to your soul, to your relationships, peace in the midst of this crazy world in conflict and in distress. Jesus brings peace. It's just as the prophet Isaiah promised he would do. He called him the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. Now, I know that at Christmas time, there are lots of gifts that we get. Could it be that the gift we might want is peace? And I can hear Mum say, absolutely. I'd love a good dose of peace, especially today. But I'm talking about more than that. I'm talking about that peace where you are at peace with life. The thing that I've noticed about Christmas time is I'm not sure it's a time of peace. Have you noticed that? You could say joy, that's easy. But peace, I have maybe notice it more this year. But and I'm not just speaking about the chaos that happens when your kids are running around, especially if you've got little ones. I'm talking about the fact that Christmas time escalates our sense of disconnection and brokenness that's in our lives. So if we have broken relationships, we really feel it at Christmas time. If you've got a broken marriage, if you're disconnected from your kids, if you are disconnected from your family, Christmas time is the time when you notice it a lot. You notice your loss. I was talking to someone just prior to the service about, in our church, we've had 4 dear men pass away this year. Precious to us, even more precious to their family. Today, they will notice their loss. And you notice the fractures that are in your life as well on a day like today. We can eat and drink, but actually what we notice on Christmas Day is all the places we lack peace, if you lack peace. It's hard to have a sense of peace even though that's the Prince of Peace offered today. Isn't that true? But that's the offer. Christmas is meant to be a time of peace. It's meant to be a time where you are settled in your soul, settled in your relationships, where there's a capacity to put your past aside, forgive, and enjoy one another. Isn't that what it's meant to be like? And all too often, families can't do that. Well, we would say that if you want peace, it would start with you, certainly within you. But that's, as I think about Luke chapter 2, that's not where God starts. God doesn't actually say to you, get your life right and then you'll have peace. He does something very different to that. He offers Jesus. He offers the Prince of Peace. Here's my son. Have him in your life and you'll have the start of peace. Know Jesus and you'll know peace. That's what happens at Christmas time. Because knowing Jesus puts a sense of safety and security in our lives, even when there's other chaotic things going on. I think there are two invitations here today. If you'd say you're a Christian, then you've got the offer to live with peace today. Just Christians are not immune from problems, are we? And we're not immune from problems in our relationships. So I know that it could be very likely that going into your day today, you look at it and go, this is a tiring day. I'm spending time with family that maybe I don't want to spend time with. But if you're a Christian, you have the offer to be in those moments in a manner that is actually peaceful. You may look at your life too. Some of you might have come into this day going, I am exhausted, and you have no sense of peace. The offer of heaven for you is to have peace. You know Jesus, and you know this Prince of Peace, and you know the kind of settledness he can bring into your life. And the anxieties that you can give to him. So why don't you do that? Especially today. And if you're not a churchgoer, you wouldn't say you're a Christian. But as you think about your life and you go, wow, I actually need more of that kind of peace in my life. Well, hear this offer that it starts with Jesus. He's the one that puts all the pieces together. There are many of us in this room that would say that's absolutely true. We are no different to you at all. We live with the same kind of challenges and problems, insecurities and anxiety. What we have at the center of our lives that helps us put all those pieces together is knowing Jesus. So that's that offer of Christmas Day. Christmas Day can be a day of peace. And the offer is know Jesus and know peace. Follow Jesus and you can bring peace. Miranda's going to come and pray for us as we just close up our service.